relationship to parents, even, and certainly relationship to the spiritual guide, the spiritual master. Once we commit ourselves to this, and the other party also commits to it, a tremendous strength is born. A strength which is stronger than, for instance, the enthusiasm and happiness you receive when you are successful in your endeavors. No, the strength which comes from a relationship is even more strength-giving, you could say, or strong than the strength which comes from food. And especially the strength which comes from spiritual relationships can be extremely strong. Now, I remember when I was a young devotee in the Hamburg temple, Srila Prabhupada wrote us a message. It was a message to all his temples. There were not so many at that time. And he sent us in that message a verse he had just translated from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is about this point of our strength, which comes from committed relationships. He said that he said we should read this verse regularly and think about it. And if you find this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see how he, in his purport, says all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should really take this point into consideration. The verse speaks about reading daily in the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as it is found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and also the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says this gives the real strength. And he says, the strength which we derive from ordinary grains is not strong enough. The food-derived strength is not strong enough to carry us back home, back to God. And he says, a devotee who does not regularly read about Krishna and in this way establish some relationship with Krishna, but only eats ordinary grains like sweet rice, pasta, pizza, and everything else, he will gradually leave his spiritual position. He will come down to the material world. Because, see, we need strength to be on this transcendental platform. We need the strength derived from a relationship with Krishna and a relationship with Krishna's devotees. So, in brief, I have to tell you, I believe very much in committed relationships in our relationship, and I derive unlimited joy and unlimited strength when I see the happy smile of disciples who see me and are genuinely engladdened and strengthened by this relationship. It is totally enlivening for, and I believe you feel similar in relationship to your spiritual master and in your relationship to other devotees. Huh? It gives strength. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says of himself that my path is very difficult to go. I'm not really strong enough to walk it, but if the saints give me their mercy, it will be like a good walking stick with which I can easily reach my goal. So thank you very, very much for making the endeavor to come here. I have heard some devotees had to shovel snow for 2 days to free their cars from the snow which had fallen, and then they made it in the last minute. These are the devotees from the mountainous area of Sarajevo. They had to really 2 days. And I know when I was in Russia with Gaurahari for this health retreat, remember how we had to shovel snow to go to you know, there was a garage and it was covered by snow, and we had to and there were all our food was in the garage, so, potatoes and other things, no? And we had to really, you know, it was several hours where we had to dig ourselves through the snow like mice who dig themselves through the cheese to go to get to our potatoes because we were hungry. I remember. So thank you for overcoming the obstacles to come here, the obstacles from outside and the obstacles from inside. There's one verse which I know in particular, which says there's also an obstacle inside when we want to develop our relationship with the spiritual master. The obstacle is that we just find it difficult to surrender to instructions. We just find it difficult. We are proud, not proud in the bad sense. You know, we are just helplessly in our false ego, and we object when a worldview is presented to us strongly, which tells us we have to come out of our little world and enter a different conceptual world, different world. That is, there is verses, and it said the devatas, they test a disciple in his relationship to Krishna. Just like we always hear, a yogi is tested by Indra and his apsaras. So also the devatas test all of us, including, I mean, I'm also a disciple. I know what that is in our relationship with the guru. So whenever I see disciples looking at me with eyes through which knives fly in my direction, then I know the test is on. And whenever I see them with happy smiles, well nourished by the process of Krishna consciousness, I understand, congratulations, you seem to derive some genuine joy in your spiritual life, some genuine inspiration. So it's very strength-giving, and I'm very, very happy that you have come, and also want to greet all of you who sit on your computer and are with us through the internet today. I very much appreciate your presence, and I can see you with the gift given to me by my mother, that to look beyond spaces. Yes, thank you very much that you are here with me and with all of us. Also, I want to say there are 2 other birthday children today. One is Sri Radhika, the good wife of Madhava, whom I don't see you. Radhika, I wish you a wonderful birthday. Are you also so old as I? Actually, one shouldn't ask the lady. I wish you that all your spiritual desires will be fulfilled by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And thank you very much. And thank you for really being an example of sacrifice by staying in a communistic apartment and tolerating our inabilities of thank you so much. I appreciate very much. Also, another birthday child is Jai Gaur Jagannath. He is there. He is my driverji and Tai Chi master and everything else. I wish that all your spiritual desires will also be fulfilled, and you will be happy in your Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Do we have another birthday child? Hatta, a little Janavi from Radha Sundari, no? Where is Janavi? Playing, good, good. Another birthday child is playing. That's a good major. Syamnam also. You never told me. It is, was a secret. Syamnam, happy birthday to you. Really? We all. This is very encouraging that I'm not the only one. we can share the cake, you know. It's extremely encouraging. I'm genuinely surprised because I thought you would have told me. No. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Yes, so thank you all very much. And in some ways, I want to give two types of information today. And I start with the traditional information. I would like, you know, on the birthday, the birthday child feels very happy with those who congratulate him, and therefore I have the same emotion towards you. And the birthday child wants to give the best he has to those who congratulate him. In this tradition of India, on one's birthday, one gives presents. Yes? Did you know? It is described how Balaram on his birthday stayed home, and his mother Rohini, he is Rohini Kumar, told him he must now give presents to the Brahmanas. He gave cows and many things to the Brahmanas. Because on birthday, one naturally has this emotion, let me serve others with the best meal or the best things I have in my life. And there are things which I can share with you, and there are other things which I cannot yet share with you, because you are on your progressive path in Krishna consciousness, and at certain times in your path, more desires will appear, stronger desires for more revelations in your Krishna consciousness. But I know throughout your life I have one present for you, which is for me the biggest which I have obtained in the life, and that is one of the two forms of the Lord. There's the form of the Lord which you can see here, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, or in this form they are Radha Kanaya Lal, who inaugurated the Sankirtan movement by bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his question, where are you, Krishna? Krishna appeared to Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Kanai Natashal, and Mahaprabhu, when he was it was on his return from Gaya to Navadvip, saw Krishna, and for the rest of his stay in this world, he always wanted to see him again, and he always said, where are you, Krishna? He had often darshan, and we know from the scriptures a few incidences. But this, where are you, Krishna? That is the most important question I can share with you. It's a question which has shaped my life, and a question to which an answer has come. The answer to this question is, in his second most merciful form, the Lord is present, that is the form of the holy name. This is the most merciful form of the Lord, And if one can make his relationship to this holy name form, then the holy name will bring us Krishna's rupa, his qualities, his pastimes eventually. No? If you can connect with Krishna first in his most merciful form, the name form, and from there the name will bring you everything else of the Lord. There's something very nice which I wanted to share with you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is about a visit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was in Puri at that time, together with Haridas Thakur, and Rupa Goswami was writing his book Lalita Madhava. So all of a sudden he saw how Haridas Thakur, who was next, who was nearby and who was chanting the name, got up in ecstatic love of Krishna. Now Rupa Goswami knew that Haridas Thakur would sometimes have darshans of Krishna while he chanted the holy name. But this time it was different, and it was different because Gauranga Mahaprabhu came and paid a visit to Rupa Goswami and Haridas. And he embraced both of them, then sat down with them. The Lord had come for a particular purpose. This visit, he wanted to know from Rupa Goswami, what are you writing? Tell me, please. And when he saw that Rupa Goswami was so shy that he didn't want to share his writing, Rupa Goswami is not like me. When I have a new poem, I just put it on internet. No, he was very shy. Then the Lord just grabbed one of the palm leaves on which Rupa Goswami was writing it and looked at it. He first of all noted the beautiful handwriting of Rupa Goswami and just praised him for his good handwriting. He says, "Your handwriting is just like a row of pearls. You know, I have this beautiful, nicely composed ticket for a seminar we called Krishna Samadhi. It will be given in Goloka Dham, and if you want to come into Krishna Samadhi, you might like to come there." Very nicely. I think you can't see, but Bhavini has again made another masterpiece of design. Mahaprabhu noted the letters of Rupa Goswami, which looked like a row of pearls. And then, while reading this manuscript, he saw one verse. And as he read this verse, he stopped because he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and couldn't speak any longer. And I would like to read this verse to you. Tunde tanda viniratim vitanute tunda vali laptaye kana krodha katambini katayate kana budhipyam spriham Cheta prangana sanghini vijayate savendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyat vyamritae krishne tivana dvayi. I really do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced.
When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name finally dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind. And therefore, all the senses become inactive. So, when Mahaprabhu heard this or chanted this shloka, Haridas Thakur jumped up and started to dance in ecstasy because he's Namacharya. He became so jubilant that he jumped all over the place just by hearing this verse. And he said, one has to hear about the glories of the name, not just from the scriptures. That is not enough. You have to hear it from the devotees who are experienced in chanting the holy name. So today, I cannot say that I'm experienced in chanting, but I can say I like chanting, at least many times. Many times, often, I just like it very much. I think this is the best thing, and I should just stop to speak and stop to travel and just sit and chant. And sing, and also dance. Dancing is also important, and I often do it when no one looks in the apartment where I stay. It's a little embarrassing when everyone looks at you. So, yeah, Mahaprabhu was also very satisfied because this verse gives us an information. It says, you chanted with your mouth and you let the sound vibration enter your ears and then you allow it to go deep into your heart. The name should dance in the heart. And this is really an instruction how to chant. When I read this verse first many years ago, I thought, well, wonderful. But later, I discovered that this is a formula of chanting. You chant with your mouth. This is your body. And you hear, and then you bring it in the heart, that is your mind, and your feelings begin to chant. And I developed the japa retreats from this verse where I teach step one, how to chant in full alignment, body, mind, and heart. Huh? Yes. So, Rupa Goswami talked about these two forms in more detail in his Krishnamashtakam. He said, O holy name, you appear in two forms. Vacham, the deity form, the form one can see, and Vachakam, your transcendental name. Of these two, we consider the form of holy syllables, the name, to be infinitely more compassionate than the form of the deity. Of Krishna. Because if a person commits aparad or offenses against the personal form of Krishna, then he has only one corrective measure, only one thing which will help him, and that is that he must become a servant of the holy name and chant with non-stop Krishna, Govinda, and so on. By your immeasurable potencies, Transcendental potency, all the offenses disappear and he experiences uninterrupted joy. My dear devotees, we have all made offenses against Krishna. That's why we're in the material world. We wouldn't be here without having an offensive mentality against our Ishta Devata, our Lord. And the only thing which can again bring you in contact, bring you back to the Lord, is His name form. It has to work there. Of course, we make offenses against the name, and then also the name doesn't work. But we can work on these offenses, correct them, see if we are seriously, and then the name will bring us again to Krishna. I would like to give you an example from Govindakund. In Govindakund, there is a beautiful ashram. It is called, Bhagavati, please help me, Shanti Kutir? Is it Shanti Nivas something? No? Shanti Nivas? Yeah? Shanti Nivas, the shelter of peace. You know, it is extremely peaceful. This ashram is so peaceful that you really can get peace there. And there is one very nice devotee. His name is Deenbandhu Baba. Very friendly. He loves that. He showers us with his affection, and they love us. And he's there with his sister Muni Manjari. Yes, they're from Bengal. That's how you say it. And they just love the devotees. Like, I remember last 2 years ago, I had a cold in Kartik, and then Mani Manjari found me. She just said, "Okay, we will take care of this." I had to sit down, and then she gave me medicine. You know, so but to enter this ashram is very difficult because it has high walls, really like the skyscrapers in Manhattan. It's very high walls, very thick walls, and there are these gates which are made of solid steel. You know, not even an elephant could enter the Shantinivas if Deenbandhu doesn't want. So I noticed often I had with my bicycle gone to some places in Giriraj, and I chanted and I came back usually around 4 o'clock. That is in Braj the sleeping time when everyone sleeps, you know. And I remember I needed to go into the ashram to drink. I was totally dehydrated from chanting up till 4, and also to put the bicycle there and to eat and sleep and do everything you need to maintain the body. Then you have to go on the gate and you have to shout. Now, if you just make noise, Deenbandhu Baba will not get up because it's sleeping time. But if you say, "Deenbandhu, oh Deenbandhu, kripa koro, give mercy, Deenbandhu, oh Deenbandhu," if you do it long enough, he just comes out with big sleepy or small sleepy eyes. He's a little grumpy. You know, grumpy means grumpy. I think you can understand what this means. He is not happy that he was waken up, but he comes and he, without saying a word, opens the gate and lets you in and nods. And you say, thank you, and he nods and goes back to sleep, you know. So I always noted that when other people came and just made noise, Deenbandhu didn't come. But when the name came, he felt he had to come. So Krishna is the same. So many people make noise with their spurta practices, but he doesn't come. He is behind the high walls, beyond the walls, very thick walls of the material universe. But when he hears that one chants his name in a humble way, I mean, you have to be humble, then that name seems to pierce not only through our material ears, but it pierces through the layers of the universe, and it calls Krishna. Then, just like the name Deen Bandhu, that's also a name of Krishna, by the way, brings this Deen Bandhu Baba. You know, he's usually in a sleeping dress, and the shirt is up here so that you can see his impressive belly. In the same way, when you call Krishna by his name, he must come. Hare Krishna, you must call like this. Where are you? Please, please come. This is when you call like this. Krishna must come. He feels he must go through the walls of the universe and come to you and open the door. This is how powerful the name is. This is what the scriptures tell us. But how to chant? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one devotee whom he loved very much. I mean, he loved all his devotees very much. But one devotee, he was a very special devotee. His name is Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. He was a very poor man. And he used to live by begging. And he had a bag. He was famous for his bag on his shoulder in which he put the items which people gave him. It was usually broken rice, which he would boil and eat. He would do bhajan all up till 2 o'clock. Do up to one, between 12 and 2, and then he would do Madhukari. He would go to the houses of the people in Navadvip, get a little food, boil it, eat it, and then continue his bhajan. By the way, if you want bhajan, avoid the time between 12 and 2. Do something else, sleeping or because that is a very difficult time, 12 and 2. It's the sloth time, the dull time. So he would go, that's why many saints go on Madhukari at that time, because it's easier to be active. So once day, Mahaprabhu sat down and Shuklambara came back from his Madhukari walk. His bag had a very humble portion of food, and he was chanting Jai Krishna Gopal Govinda Vanamali. That's a chant which was very prominent at the Gauranga time. Jai Krishna Govinda. I got it wrong. Jai Krishna Gopal Govinda Vanamali. The names of Krishna. And when the Lord, Shuklambara didn't notice the Lord. The Lord was sitting, maybe if the Lord sat here, Shuklambara came from there, and he couldn't see him because the Lord was, you know, behind a house like this. So he came like this, and he went, and he chanted. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw his devotee chanting his holy names, and he just got up and was so much, he couldn't control himself. He loved the devotee so much that he wanted to eat his food. So he went into the bag of Shuklambara and ate the rice. Hare Krishna. Like he had done with Sudama Vipra, I think you remember. And then, Shuklambara felt disturbed. He said, who was that thief? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh no, now I will go to hell. The Vedas say that the Lord only eats very pure food, but this food which the Lord has eaten comes from my stinky bag, my smelly bag, and now I go to hell. But the Lord said, no, 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 no. I only really eat food from my devotees. I never eat from the Vedic non-devotees. I'm always in your heart, Shukambra, and accompany you on your begging rounds. And then he said something very good. Hereby I bestow to you the most valuable thing I have, the rare gift of Prema Bhakti. I can't play this part of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, that's why I hide my arms. I don't want to, you know, so give the impression I can give what only the Lord can give. So then the Lord gave him instructions how he should chant. It's very interesting. He said, I give you love of God. You will get it in this way. And he gave him instructions which are relevant for all of us. The Lord wished to give us love of God, every one of us, every one of you. The Lord wants to give love of Krishna. But he gives it through the name. Remember our example. Dinabandhu comes from behind the wall if his name is chanted. If you don't know his name, you will never be able to enter that ashram. I mean, if you try to climb, there will be dangerous monkeys who will throw you down. It's really, you need Dinabandhu's kripa to enter that ashram. So he only comes when you chant his name. So in the same way Krishna comes when you chant his name, but in a certain way. Mahaprabhu said, instructed him. O Shuklambara, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo nastyeva, 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 gati anyata. In this age of Kali, there's no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. And then he says, this is how you do it. Chant the holy name by being more humbler than the grass in the street and devoid of all desire for personal honor. One should offer others all respectful obeisances. This is how you chant. Yesterday I discussed this. A devotee came to me who had some problems with another devotee, like... that seems to be a big subject amongst you. And he wanted to have a very high initiation. And I said, Prabhuji, why are you having trouble with this devotee? Maybe you are not humble? Could that be? Now, if you get this initiation, first initiation, and you don't know that you must be humble, I can give you millions of initiations that won't help you. You have to learn this verse. It's a contradiction for me. If you ask for the initiation in the holy name, being more proud than the Himalaya mountains. You know, this is, you should be more humbler than the grass in the street. then it works for you. And of all desires for personal honor, you should at least work on that. If you are not humble, try to be humble, and so on. Then a devotee engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord should practice forbearance. Forbearance means tolerance, like that of a tree. My dear devotee, don't be so intolerant about others.
don't be so intolerant of external examples, at external circumstances. If you want to meet Krishna, then you must take this serious. It's not just some nice verses which you chant when you are in good mood. This is what you should live by in order to fulfill your transcendental desire for Krishna. That is why Gauranga Mahaprabhu taught Shuklambara, my dear Shuklambara, if you want to get this prema, you must chant like this. It is a contradiction for a devotee to try to get the highest things and not work on the qualities which are described. And then he said, one should strictly follow the principle of always chanting the holy name, and one should be satisfied with whatever he gets easily. Such devotional behavior solidly maintains one's devotional service. And then he again said, Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up. No, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj is describing this meeting. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is meeting his dear devotee Shuklambara and gives him instructions how to get love of Godhead. And then our Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author, gets up and he says, I raise my hands in the air and I declare, everyone, please hear me. Here, shuno. Shuno, shlujo. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck so that you don't forget it. You know, like some things we have to wear around our necks, like the key, you know, of the apartment we have to wear here. I have a key like this, but I put it because you look so foolish when you carry your keys around the neck. But if you forget it everywhere, then you better put it around the neck or car keys, you know. Hare Krishna. So this neck, this verse is your key. If you want to have Krishna, then you must use this verse properly in your life. This is a little bit what I have to give you in the traditional part of my announcement, of my lecture. I wanted to tell you a memory from my childhood which comes back to me. It seems to haunt me. It's a memory which makes me very thoughtful. And it is a memory which explains a little bit my own path in Krishna consciousness. As some of you already know, you know, this is now a birthday, I will be a little private and a little personal. I had a little red bicycle which didn't work very well because it always pulled to the left side or right side. I don't remember clearly, but I remember it was. But I loved my little red bicycle. We were friends. I would see it almost like a person. And when I fell down because it went to the left side, I said, oh. I said like this to my bicycle. It was a very nice bicycle. Maybe I will find it one day again. And I remember when I was very small, I don't know how small, I would go with this bicycle and I would go in the fields. I remember this picture, it was summer and I had driven as far as I could drive with my little legs and with the strings, very far away into the fields. They were grain fields, I remember, and in the distance, yellow raps flowers, you know, like in Vrindavan. And on the side, there were red
moon flowers, I only know the German words, and blue Rittersporn flowers, and it smelled all very fresh and strong. I remember that very much. And as a little child, I remember there was a mystical experience for me. I sat down, I laid my little red bicycle on the ground, and I sat amongst the red moon flowers and blue Rittersporn flowers. Beautiful flowers. Rittersporn, you have to know what is Rittersporn. And I still remember, I looked into the flowers, and all of a sudden, something came over me so that I stayed the whole day and the night in the field. My parents had looked for me with the police because I didn't come back that day. It was a childhood experience which was very strong, because I somehow thought there must be a God and He loves me. I felt that very strong at that moment, as I was sitting for hours, and I was sitting on the field between the flowers, and I just was so grateful. As a little boy, I was just crying happily. The Lord is there. Look at the flowers. What He did is so beautiful, and so on. And then I remember the night came, and I slept there. And then, happily, I thought, I'm the Lord will take care. I don't need to go in my bed. And I remember this was a starlit night. There were so many stars, and I remember, I saw the stars and the order of the stars in the universe, and it became so clear to me that there must be a Lord. And as I was praying to the Lord, I remember some star was moving. At least it was more light. Maybe it was an airplane, but for me as a child, it was. It seemed to, and I thought, thank you, my Lord, you have spoken to me. I'm very, very grateful that I'm your part. I still remember that. And I decided then, as a little child on the field, I will give my life to God in this life. I remember that incident very clear. Then the next morning I was cold, you know, because in the morning it's usually cold, and I went home and my parents and we said, the police couldn't find you. Where were you? I said, I was with my father. I still remember this. I was with my father. And my parents inquired what I meant with this, and I explained them, and they respected this. Yes, yes. Good, 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 good. And so on. But don't do it again. We were so worried. So I really want to give this to you on this day of my birthday. My dear devotees, we are so limited in so many ways, and our little karmic story, our little film is not really that important. What is important is the moments when we can spend with our Lord. That's important. You know, life will go with its ups and downs, and there will be very unexpected things to all of us. The most unexpected thing is that one day we will notice we have to die. You know, no one believes it, but it happens to everyone. You know, we will lose everything like smoke. Should we really think so much about the smoke of our life? I want to request you, don't lead a smoky life, involved in the things which anyway change, which are not under our control. Just collect moments of devotion. The more you collect moments of devotion, the richer you become in your life. And the richer you become in devotion, the real wealth is with you. Concentrate, please, on the essence. Don't get lost in the smoke, you know. Concentrate on the fire, not on the smoke. It's very important, very important. And the essence for us in this movement is really chanting the holy name in the association of devotees and doing, living our life in a way that it supports our spiritual growth. Maybe there are things which we have to do, and we have to reenact maybe our little karmic stories as good as we can, so that we lose, we say we did it all, I have no interest any longer in this. Maybe there are some parts which are unavoidable and so on. Yes, let's do them, but with a healthy distance and with a healthy basis, the basis being, moments of devotion. I wish that for you this Nityananda's appearance day has given many moments of devotions, maybe hours of devotions, and I wish that this the birthday of this insignificant man with a sad story who sits before you will encourage you. This was not nicely said, you know. If my story is sad, how will it end? No, it's even a sad man, when he understands where the solution is, his story becomes happy. Yes, as I told you a little while ago, my life was not a happy life before Krishna consciousness. And I tried to make it happy with so many tricks, you know, but it didn't work. And now I know, yes, this is the real life. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And maybe that is inspiring to you, that someone knows that's the real life, and he wants to preach it, and I want to help you. Another thing is, when I can help you, please always know I'm there for you. I know that I have been very busy the last 2 years, and for instance, in Germany, I live so close to Gadata, Potsdam. It's only 1 hour, but we see each other not so often. Because it's so busy, so absolutely busy. What to speak of you? I think I was not in Croatia for a long time. Some of you are very angry with me because of that. I can only say what I try to say at every birthday to you. I think we must meet on the spiritual platform. We must learn that. And that's why I have now, with the help of a wonderful team of devotees, created a very nice web page. And I want to be present in your life with my messages. You will be surprised. Something nice will happen. I plan to do something nice. Please also come. We plan a Kirtan Mela. I know in Mayapur this is now too late for many of you. But in Germany, please come. That was a wonderful Kirtan Mela last year. No one of us expected it to be so nice because it was a first attempt. We learned many things from how to do it better, and we will do it again. Please come. Some devotees from Bosnia came, and the Bosnian devotees are the poorest devotees in the universe. Maybe not the modern Romanian devotees are maybe poorer, but they came. So please come, and I will. But oh yeah, and we will have a Kirtan retreat. I really want to
encourage you to come, if possible, for the Balkan areas. It's in the beautiful island of Ish where the dolphins come and say good night to the devotees. Nikonirasa, that should encourage you. So please try to come. It is idyllic, paradisical, and very, very spiritually uplifting. Let us, you know, we have to think out of the box. If I can't come any longer in all of your apartments like I used to do and eat the food which you have cooked, come and see me. That is my request. So now we will end this part and I will be silent. I have said what I wanted to say. If you forget a lot of this, I can understand, because you had a long festival. Remember one thing: the name brings the form of the Lord. Huh? And remember this example: when you call Dinabandhu, 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 he has to come, even if he rests. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. Thank you, thank you, thank you.